Scripture reading is Matthew 16:19. Let me read. I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Amen.
I will explain about Balaam. On December 22, 2013, the Sunday morning service, the senior pastor mentioned about the power to bless and curse about Balaam. And he said that he did receive the revelation of God to explain about that. And on that day itself, he received a revelation, and God explained about this in detail. But the content was quite long, and because the senior pastor had to preach about the prayer titles of the new year. So on behalf, instead of the senior pastor, I will just deliver to you the explanations of God. Before the spiritual meaning, let me talk about the historical background of Balaam. And this background itself will be enough to preach a message, sermon, a whole sermon. So I will continue with the spiritual meaning in the next session. The first generation of Exodus, they saw the power of God, but they didn't have true faith. Whenever they faced difficulties, they complained against Moses. And eventually they couldn't go into the blessed land, Canaan land. And God said that they were not complaining against Moses, but against Him. And it means it was the evidence that they didn't have spiritual faith. Eventually they didn't go into the Canaan land, and they had to go through the refinement in the wilderness for 40 years. But those young children or children below the age of 20 and those who were born during the 40 years, the second generation of Exodus, they were different than the first generation. They obeyed and conquered the land of Canaan. But that doesn't mean they had complete, perfect faith. But during the 40 years, they saw their parents disobeying and going through the hardships. And for 40 years, they learned from Moses. And they saw the evidence and power of God manifested through Moses. So they were obedient, and eventually they went into the land of Canaan. And in that process, when about the 40 years was almost over, they reached near the Canaan land, and they camped in the plains of Moab beyond the Jordan opposite Jericho. And there was a king called Balak. Today I'm supposed to explain about Balaam. And to explain about Balaam, I have to explain about this King Balak. So please do not get confused about these two similar names. The king of Moab was Balak, and he was really afraid of the sons of Israel. And we can find it in Numbers chapter 22, verse 3. Reason being, before Israel camped in the plains of Moab, they won all the battles, great battles. They won the great victories. They didn't intend to fight, but they had to fight against the Canaanites to take the land of Canaan. But until they reached the Canaan, they didn't want to fight any other people. They just had to pass. But these people, they stopped the sons of Israel from passing through their land, and they rather started a fight. So they won great victories against these nations, these races, these peoples. So because Balak knew about these victories of Israel. They were afraid. He didn't know what to do. And eventually, he sent the offerings to Balaam through his elders, an important man, to ask him to curse Israel so he can win the victory.
그럼 발람은 어떤 사람이었느냐? 발람은 부돌 강변에 사는 부올의 아들로서
Balaam was the son of Beor at Pithor. And Balak thought Balaam had the power to bless and curse. Of course, Balaam knew how to communicate with God. And as necessary, God could have blessed a certain person or cursed a certain person, but he's not a man chosen by God. But as necessary, he knew how to communicate with God. So he, according to the way to communicate with God, he was communicating with God, and people thought he had the power to bless or curse a certain people. So that is why Balak asked Balaam, how Balaam knew the way to communicate with God, and as to why Balak thought that Balaam had the power to bless and curse, I will explain later. So let me come back to Balak. So after Balaam received this request from King Balak, because he sent his messengers to Balaam. And Balaam asked God what the will of God was. So God answered him. Numbers 22:12 says, God said to Balaam, "Do not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed." So they, meaning the sons of Israel. So you can understand this. Balaam did not receive the power to bless or curse. He just knew the way and method to communicate with God. And when he asked God according to that method, God could answer his requests from time to time. And after Balaam received this answer from God, he turned down the request of the Balak. But Balak sent a higher and more people, more important people to Balaam. And he said, "I will indeed honor you richly, and I will do whatever you say to me." With the condition that he would curse Israel. So Balaam's mind was shaken. He was deceived. So through this case of Balaam, we can understand our heart. We committed sins. Some of us committed sins before. And we make up our mind to cast away sins. And we have to have stronger and more firmer determination to cast away sins. Balak sent his messengers. At first, Balaam turned them down. He refused because he knew the will of God. But when Balak asked the second time, and saying, "I will honor you richly, and I will do whatever you say to me, if you just curse the sons of Israel," He didn't even have to ask God again. God certainly, clearly made himself clear that so he didn't have to ask God again. But because he had this selfish greed, when Balak asked for sent more offerings with more important people, Balaam's heart was deceived, but his words didn't seem like his heart was shaken. But let us scrutinize this case. Numbers 22:18 says, Balaam replied to the servants of Balak, "Though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not do anything, either small or great, contrary to the command of the Lord my God. But his heart was already shaken. We can see it from the next verse. Verse 19 says, he was saying to the servants of Balaam, now please, you also stay here tonight, and I will find out what else the Lord will speak to me. He just had to send the servants of Balak away. God said, do not go with them. You shall not curse the people. So what else was there? But he said, you also stay here tonight, and I will find out what else the Lord will speak to me. He kind of made a room to revise the case. So we have to understand the heart of man. I will not be deceived. You think, you might say, you will not be deceived in any case. But if you have the sinful nature deep inside your heart, if you have any love of the world, you might accept that temptation anytime. We saw it many times. Somebody deceived you and you were deceived. Somebody tempted you, and you attempted. And you say, oh, I didn't want to do it. I didn't have the willingness to be tempted. But it was that you had the natures of untruth, a nature of sinful nature in you. And that is why you are tempted. Because Balaam was full of greed. As the messengers were saying, asking him with very good words, his mind was deceived. And so it's not because of somebody else or because of your circumstances. It was because your heart was filled with untruths, sinful natures. So we can understand this from this case of Balaam too.
So
Balaam told the servants of Balak to stay there that night. And God said, God came to Balaam at night and said to him, if the man have come to you, come to call you, rise up and go with him. But only the word which I speak to you shall you do. Why would God not tell him, why wouldn't he tell him, don't go? It's because God knew the heart of Balaam already. It was that God just let him do whatever he wanted to do. Even if he stopped Balaam, you must not go. If messengers of Balak came with more offerings and more noblemen, Balaam's heart would have shaken once again because God knew the deep heart of Balaam. He just let him do whatever he wanted to do according to his free will. God doesn't force us to obey. It's like God can stop everybody in the world to stop from sinning, but that is not according to that is not right according to justice. God can stop the heart of man. God can stop everybody from sinning. And if he wants to bring everybody into heaven and kingdom, why would he cultivate human beings in the first place? So that is why God gave us free will. So according to our free will, we can choose either way to obey God. That is why God began human cultivation. So we can choose according to our free will. So we know that if we obey, it is blessing. If we disobey, it is curse. God tells us this many times, and he is showing this to us in many cases. So he wants us to choose the way of blessing with our heart. It was the same with Balaam. God clearly stated his will. But with just a little bit of monetary or material benefit, Balaam's heart was changed. So God knew his heart, he said, just go. But only the word which I speak to you shall you do. God advised him. If we have darkness and evil in our heart, it'll be shaken anytime. It'll be tempted anytime. So it is important to cast away the sinful natures themselves. if our circumstances, you can be, of course, you can be careful so that you won't fall into temptation. Just by doing that, you can't win the world. You have to cast away that flesh yourself, that sinful nature yourself, so that you will not be tempted by sins. So we have to circumcise our heart quickly. You shouldn't think like, there shouldn't be anybody who is tempting me. There shouldn't be anybody, you shouldn't be afraid, like thinking that nobody should tempt you. But if you just cast away the original sinful nature, you will not be tempted in any case. And you can win the victory in any case. So Balaam eventually went to Balak, along with the nobleman of Balak. And God sent his messenger once again, his angel once again, to stop the way of Balaam. And even God opened the mouth of a donkey to let him understand about his wrong behavior. You know about this very well. Donkey opened its mouth. And there are many things that we can understand spiritually. So let me talk about it, reading through the passage. Numbers 22:23-27. That is the passage about the donkey. The donkey turned off from the way and went into the field. But Balaam struck the donkey to turn her back into the way.
나귀를 길로 돌이키려고 채찍질하니. 그러니까 지금 나귀의 위에 발람이 있어요. 나귀를 타고 있습니다.
The Balaam was riding this donkey, and the donkey saw the angel of the Lord with his sword drawn, and Balaam struck the donkey to turn her back into the way.
좌우에는 담이 있더라.
Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow path of the vineyards with a wall on this side and a wall on that side. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she pressed herself to the wall and pressed Balaam's foot against the wall, so he struck her again. The angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where there was no way to turn to the right hand or the left. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord, she lay down on the Balaam. So Balaam was angry and struck the donkey with his stick. And once your eyes are covered by sins, you cannot listen to the word of God. You cannot get the understanding that God is trying to give you. When you live in the truth, you shed tears in praising. You understand the messages. But if your eyes are looking at the world, and when your sins are revealed, when you're living in the untruth, you cannot understand the word of God. Whose fault is it? It's your fault. This Balaam, who knew how to communicate with God, because he was disobeying the will of God, his spiritual eyes were closed, and he didn't even know that the angel of the Lord was standing in front of him with his sword drawn to kill him. And he couldn't even see that. But God opened the eyes of the donkey to see him. And it is the same with when we are committing sins. Senior pastor has been explaining what the sins are. But after committing sins, we gave excuses. Oh, I didn't know it was sin. Balaam, his eyes were covered by greed and sins, and he didn't even see the angel of the Lord. And in the same way, when we chose the way of untruth, we just forsake the grace of God. That is our choice. And we are learned that from the from our mistake in the past. And every time, God gives us realization, understanding from time to time. We were going the way of death. We were committing sins. And before we committed sins, God gives us understanding and realization, maybe through some diseases or through the advice from the pastors. But if you close your eyes and ears, you don't have any understanding, and you just kept on going the way of death. But the senior pastor once again harbored us in his heart, and he prayed for us, interceded for us to move us from the way of death to the way of life. And let us not disobey ever again like this Balaam, knowing the will of God, disobeyed the will of God. Numbers 22, verses 28 through 30 says, And the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times? Then Balaam said to the donkey, Because you have made a mockery of me. If there had been a sword in my hand, I would have killed you by now. The donkey said to Balaam, Am I not your donkey on which you have ridden all your life to this day? Have I ever been accustomed to do so to you? And he said, No. He was talking to donkey. How amazing this is. There are so many amazing things done by God. But even though the same thing doesn't happen in our life, the Holy Spirit lets us speak to us in our heart. And we can listen to the sermons of the senior pastor all the time. So we can have understanding, even though a donkey would speak to us. Balaam was so foolish that God had to teach him by opening the mouth of a donkey. And donkey was afraid because she saw the angel of the Lord with his sword drawn. So she was afraid. And the angel could have killed the donkey and the Balaam. Balaam didn't know, but the only donkey was worried. If this Balaam had any good heart when this donkey was doing something strange, he should have thought like, maybe there's something wrong with the donkey. But he should have been worried about the donkey. And the donkey was saying, Have you ever seen me doing like something like this ever? And so Balaam said no. And so we can see what kind of behavior Balaam was doing, whether it was good or not. So anyway, God was speaking to Balaam by opening the mouth of the donkey. So if our eyes are covered by sins, we cannot understand the Word of God. We can't understand the mysterious and spiritual things that God is telling us. That even these animals, they understand the spiritual things. And even in our daily lives, some animals understand or see the spiritual things. There are some big dogs who are barking furiously. And by showing the photo of senior pastor, they just calm down. They become quiet. So animals feel the spiritual things in many cases. And when we see the works of God, we have to contemplate on them deeply and again so that we can understand the living God. We can see, we can believe in the living God and what kind of a person the senior pastor is who is manifesting these many wondrous things. So let us gain understanding. Let us be wise. And after that, God opened the eyes of Balaam, spiritual eyes. So verse 31 says, Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord. So standing in the way with his drawn sword in his hand, and he bowed all the way to the ground. So, verse 32, the angel of the Lord said to him, Why have you struck your donkey these three times? Behold, I have come out as an adversary because your way was contrary to me. So Balaam said in verse 34, Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, I have sinned, for I did not know that you were standing in the way against me. Now then, if it is displeasing you, he's going with the man of Balak was displeasing to you, I will turn back. You know, he shouldn't have left in the first place. But he was following his greed, his personal gain. And God gave him a deeper understanding through his angel. And the angel of the Lord gave him this advice, but he didn't stop him. But he said, go with the man, but you shall speak only the word which I tell you. He gave him a word of warning. So he had this he felt this threat of life. So what should he have done? He should have spoken only the will of God and just come back. So, as you know about this case very well, Balaam seemed to be delivering the word of God, but at the end, he made a scheme to cause the sons of Israel to commit sins. It seemed that he was speaking the will of God, but eventually he was seeking his own benefit. He eventually did something that was against the will of God. He felt his life was threatened by the sword of the angel of the Lord. So he was afraid. So he said, I will turn back if it is displeasing to you. But God let him go according to his free will. But just speak only the word which I tell you. So if he kept this in his heart, he should have come back as soon as possible after just speaking the word that God told him. But he did what he wanted to do. So that is the heart of man. If your heart doesn't change from the heart, if you do not cast away the sinful natures from the bottom of, that is in the depth of your heart, it will eventually change. So we have to cast away from the origin these changing natures of sinful heart. That is why we have to become men of spirit. As long as we have sinful fleshly attributes, even though we repent, we will not commit sins ever again. But later, you might go back to the world. We might commit sins again. That is the sinful attributes of the sinful nature. Because we have the greed and selfish desires. Even though he was afraid and he seemed to be saying, I will obey you, the Lord God. He eventually disobeyed God. It was the same with us for so many times. We understood which way is the way of death. And we saw many people who committed sins leading to death, and they got diseases leading to death. And eventually they were healed by the prayer, repentance, and prayer of the senior pastor, and they changed. And seeing all these things, we gained understanding. Even after that, some of us, they commit sins again. They go back to the world. So even though, just like the angel of the Lord with his drawn sword, we were afraid. But when we were committing sins, our senior pastor had to receive the sword of the punishment on behalf of us. And he gave us another chance of repentance. And even after receiving this chance of repentance, senior pastor couldn't be at ease. But even though you repented, unless you circumcise your heart completely, you will befriend the world again. So he expanded all his body to fill up the measure of justice for 3 years. And it is going over 3 years. So that we can have spiritual growth, so we will be on the rock of faith and we'll go into spirit, so that we will not commit sins again. To become true children of God, to make us true children of God, he is spending these times to sacrifice himself. So how can we say we love the world? And how can we go back to the way of death again? Balaam was so afraid. It seemed that he was turning away when his life was threatened. But later, he didn't do that. So his life, his end was miserable. Now we must not follow this example of Balaam. Oh, I will not commit sins again, you might say. But consider the case of Balaam. When you are afraid, you will say, oh, I will not ever disobey. But after that time passes, your flesh will come up again. So we have to circumcise our heart. We have to cast away the sinful natures themselves. We have to cast away flesh. So we have to become sanctified and become men of spirit. So we will not commit sins in any case, which means we will become true children of God. So God sent his angel to make him understand. And now if God sent Balaam back, the sons of Israel might not have committed sins. You know, if God stopped them at that moment, the sons of Israel wouldn't have committed sins, because you know the end of it, end of the story. God just let him go. Saying that you shall speak only the word of which I tell you. What if God stopped Balaam? Right there, maybe wouldn't it have been better? Because it would stop the sons of Israel from committing sins. Because God knew everything. And why wouldn't he just stop Balaam? And about this, I will explain in the next session. So we'll go back to the background. So Balaam went to Moab, and Balak welcomed him with such great hospitality. And he asked him to curse the sons of Israel. So they went up to a mountain where they could see the whole congregation of Israel. And Balaam, because he knew how to communicate with God. So, we can see that he was offering the sacrifices according to the will of God to be able to communicate with God. He set up seven altars, and according to the numbers, proper numbers, he gave sacrifices to the Lord God. So, men of God, they can communicate with God anytime. When David had difficulties, whenever he asked God, he prayed to God and he received the answers. So the men of God, they give sacrifices of thanksgiving all the time. And also, the chosen men of God, those who went into Spirit and the Holy Spirit, they communicated with God all the time. It was not difficult for them to do that. So in case of Balaam, when Balak asked him to curse the sons of Israel, he offered the sacrifices according to the will of God. So he knew the way to communicate with God. And there is a difference. Men of God communicating with God and Balaam communicating with God, there is a very big difference. And I will explain about this later. It's just that Balaam knew how to communicate with God. So before he began to curse or bless Israel, he gave the sacrifices to communicate with God. And so God said, so God gave him the word, but it was not the word of curse that King Balak wanted, but it was the word of blessing. So King Balak was not happy at all. He brought this Balaam, and because he wanted him to curse the sons of Israel, but Balaam was only blessing them. So they moved the place. They went to another place, another location, asking him to curse Israel once again. So he gave sacrifices and had the communication with God, and God gave him the word, and it was not curse. It was a word of blessing. So they did it two times. And King Balak was not happy at all. So he said to Balaam, do not either bless or curse them. And they moved to another location, and he asked him to curse the sons of Israel. And the third time, and God spoke through the words of mouths of Balaam, and it was again words of blessing. And this time, it was it included a prophecy of what would happen to the countries near Moab and neighboring countries. And there was a prophecy about how Moab would be destroyed, how it would be cursed. Three times there were words of blessings for sons of Israel. And there was a prophecy about Moab and neighboring countries. And Balaam, it seemed like Balaam went back home. But in Numbers 25, chapter 25, there is a record about sons of Israel committing sins in Moab. And that was by the plan of Balaam. Numbers chapter 31:16 says, Behold, these caused the sons of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor. So the plague was among the congregation of the Lord. So Balaam gave this scheme to Balak. He taught him the way to cause the sons of Israel to curse so that they would trespass against the Lord.
생각해 보았습니다.
So Balaam came upon the request of Balak, and he never said a word of a curse against the sons of Israel. And Balak also knew that God, the Lord God, is the only God, and he knew about the almightiness of God. So he couldn't, and Balaam couldn't just fake the word of God, so he couldn't curse the sons of Israel. So he only spoke the words of blessing for Israel. But Balak had the wealth and riches and honor to give Balaam something. And because Balaam, because he couldn't do, Balaam couldn't do anything that Balak wanted. So he couldn't get anything from Balak. So to get those material gain, he taught Balak a way to cause the sons of Israel to commit sins against God. So he knew the will of God, that if he knew that God hated idolatry. Balaam knew all these things. What would please God, what would not please God. So he made a scheme so that the sons of Israel could stand before idols and they could commit sins. That was the scheme that the taught that he taught to Balak. Up to chapter 23 of Numbers, chapter 24, it seemed that he was only speaking the words of blessings that God gave him. But he taught Balak to lay a pit or a scheme before the sons of Israel so they would commit sins and be cursed by God. Balaam knew how to bring punishments of God upon the sons of Israel. Numbers chapter 25 verses 1 and 2 says, While Israel remained at Shittim, the people began to play the harlot with the daughters of Moab, for they invited the people to the sacrifice of their gods. And the people ate and bowed down to their gods. Moabites, when they were giving sacrifices to idols, they had the fancy sacrifices, and the women would dance kind of adulterous and obscene dances. And so Balaam invited the sons of Israel to this kind of sacrifice. The sons of Israel were tired of the dry life of wilderness. You know, they wouldn't have any fancy clothes or any parties or anything in the wilderness. And they were giving sacrifices, burnt offerings to the Lord God, but they didn't have any fancy things like these Moabites. And also the women of Israel too. But they were in the journey, and there were threats of people. And these women, they had to make themselves strong. And it was not easy for them to decorate themselves or beautify themselves. So seeing these women all the time, when they saw these fancy and beautiful women and obscene dances, their hearts were agitated. So when they were invited to this kind of sacrifice, they committed adultery with the women, and they bowed down before the idol.
이 모압 땅에서 제사를 지낼 때 이스라엘 백성들을 초대하면 그들의 마음이 이렇게
환영할 것이고 So with these sacrifices
if you, by
inviting the sons of Israel Balak could have make the sons of Israel commit sins. That's what Balaam taught him. So through this scene, there are things to be conscious about in our lives. We have to think about them.
범죄하지 않고 그리고 마음 안에 있는 범죄함을 행하게 하는 근본의 악을 버리기 위해선 먼저
in order for us not to commit sins and to cast away a sinful nature, so we have to cut off the the lust of the eyes. If we are deceived or captured by the fancy things of the world, we might commit sins, just like the sons of Israel at the sacrifices of the Moabites. There are so many beautiful or amazing or fancy things in the world. And if we put our heart into those things, just because God is telling us not to, we shouldn't just reluctantly try to obey the word of God. But we have to understand the reason why. We have to understand how filthy the worldly things are, how these things can lead you to commit sins. You have to understand that they are the schemes and the snares and temptations that make you commit sins. If you say, I will not commit sins again, but if you still do not cut off the lust of the eyes, it is not to cast away the sinful natures from your heart, but it is to put in more untruths into your heart. So first, you have to cut off the lust of the eyes, and you have to try to cast away the sinful natures from the depth of your heart. So the sons of Israel eventually they ate with Moabites, and they played a harlot with the daughters of Moab. So the Moabite king, by the teaching of Balaam, he led the sons of Israel to commit sins before God, and they received a great punishment. In Numbers 25:9, it says, those who died by the plague were 24,000.
그럼 하나님의 뜻을 알고도 자신의 유익에 따라 이스라엘을 범죄로 이끈 발람에 대해 성경은 어떻게 평가하고 있을까요?
So what does the Bible say about Balaam? 2 Peter 2:15-16 says, forsaking the right way, they have gone astray, having followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but he received a rebuke for his own transgression. For a mute donkey speaking with the voice of a man has restrained the madness of the prophet. So there was this prophet was mad. The Bible says, knowing the will of God, he disobeyed, and he made a scheme to cause the sons of men, sons of Israel, men of God, to commit sins. This is madness. The Bible says. So, when we try to live by the word of God, if there is a person who is trying to deceive you, it is a madness. It is madness. It is not just a foolishness. It is madness if they try to cause you to commit sins. It clearly says Balaam was following the way of unrighteousness. Jude 1:11 also says, oh, to them, for they have gone the way of Cain, and for pay they have rushed headlong into the error of Balaam and perished the rebellion of Korah. Balaam is like a representative of the ones who are unrighteous. So like along with Cain and Korah. So what was the end of Balaam? Joshua 13:22 says, the sons of Israel also killed Balaam, the son of Beor, the diviner, with the sword among the rest of their slain. So at the death of Balaam, they didn't say, the Bible didn't say he was a prophet, but it was a diviner. He was a diviner. Prophets are the ones who communicate with God. But before this death of Balaam, the Bible didn't say he was a prophet, but the diviner. Diviner is like a psychic, a medium. And so his end was that he was slain by the sons of Israel. So let me begin the spiritual explanations about Balaam. What we have to understand spiritually. Balaam was not a man of truth, and he was not obedient. He was disobedient. And how was it that he could communicate with God? In other churches, or usually ordinary pastors, they say Balaam was a man of God who could communicate with God. They talk well of him, but later he changed. But Balaam was not a man of God who was chosen by God. God never gave him any power or any authority, any power to bless or curse. And how was it that Balaam communicated with God? And God explained to senior pastor through the revelation in detail that Balaam had the nature to come in contact with a spiritual realm. We see some people who have these natures to be able to come in contact with the spiritual world. And so he just knew the way to contact the Almighty God. And when he followed the way, God gave him answers. Even in the world, you know, there are people who are mediums, who are psychics. They become these people. So through these natures, they become mediums. You know, the demons do not choose just a random person. Through these people who have these natures, demons also work. In the spiritual realm, there are mainly two things. There is a area of darkness and area of light that belongs to God. So there are two ways. There is a nature to be able to come in contact with the Almighty God. And if you follow that way, you can have communication with God. But if you have this kind of nature, but if you do not meet God, but if you come in contact with evil spirits, demons, then you will follow those evil ways. So you will work for those demons. So there are two kinds of spiritual realm. There is a realm of light that belongs to God, and there is a realm of darkness that belongs to evil spirits. So evil spirits, the demons, they choose these men who have these natures to be able to come in contact with the spiritual realm. So they choose these men and they make them worship them. So they become exorcists or shamans, mediums. So Balaam didn't come in contact with the evil spirits, but he understood the way to come in contact with the Almighty God. And through by following the right way, he could communicate with God. So when Balak asked him to curse the sons of Israel, when he was communicating with God, he was giving sacrifices. And the way of ways of giving sacrifices, they were coherent with the ways of giving sacrifices that God taught the sons of Israel. So we have to give a male, one-year-old male lamb and male and a bull, and also there have to be seven altars, and for each altar there have to be a bull and a lamb. And so according to the way of God, he was following just the right way of God. So from time to time, God spoke to him. What we must not misunderstand here is that in case of prophets of God, chosen men of God, who are sanctified and who are men of spirit or whole spirit, this way of communicating with God, their way of communicating with God and Balaam's way of communicating with God was just totally different. Men of God, when they ask God, they can receive the answer anytime. But in case of Balaam, he knew the way of communicating with God, and he had to follow the way all the time so he could receive the will of God. And it's not that he could understand the deep and secretive things of a spiritual realm. The donkey saw the angel of the Lord, but he didn't. Man of God would always communicate with God. And this animal was seen. And why wouldn't a man of God be able to see an angel of God? So it means he was not a prophet. He was not a chosen man of God. It was just that he had this nature to contact spiritual realm. And he knew how to communicate with the Lord God Almighty. And it's just that he followed the way to communicate with God all the time. So from time to time, God spoke to him about his will. So he was very different from man of spirit or whole spirit who communicated with God. His way of communicating was very different from the way of communicating of a man of spirit and whole spirit. And in case of a senior pastor, it is not difficult for him to communicate with God at all. I will continue in the next week about this. Whenever senior pastor has a question, God explains to him right away. But in case of Balaam, he didn't have this kind of a deep communication or a very detailed communication with God. Even in the Bible, those who communicated with God, they had such deep communication with God. So let me give you some examples. In case of Abraham, God said in Genesis 18:17, the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?" So God loved him so much, and God was pleased with him so much. So God would not hide anything from Abraham, because God said that he is my friend. So he also let him know about the punishment on Sodom and Gomorrah. In case of Moses, Exodus 33:11, thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his friend. Numbers 12:8 says, "With him I speak mouth to mouth, even openly, and not in dark sayings. And he beholds the form of the Lord." So those who are sanctified, those men of spirit and whole spirit, when they communicate with God, when God opens a way for them, God just clearly shows them everything. But in case of Balaam, he didn't say anything clearly, according to the need. When he followed the proper way of communicating with God, God sometimes let him know his will. What about our senior pastor? When he communicates with God, it's not difficult. So even about this explanation about Balaam, when he had the question, God explained to him right away. And so, and until now, God explained to him everything about spiritual realm. Just by harboring in his heart, God answered him. In John chapter 15, it says, when the truth abides in us, we are one with the Lord and God. So because he lived by the word of God completely, he abides in God, and God abides in him. So whenever he has a question, God answers to him right away. And even about the heavenly kingdom, as if we have seen it and heard it and touched it, God is, he explains to us in so much detail, and he is even making a 3D video so that we can get the feel of it, actual feeling of it, as if we've been there. Like by the answer of a senior pastor prayer, Pastor Heejin Lee is, it's not just a person who is just received the gift. Because she is in whole spirit, she can go to heavenly kingdom herself, and she can see everything in actual heavenly kingdom, and she can tell us about this heavenly kingdom so that we can make a 3D video about heavenly kingdom. He doesn't even have to pray for such a long time. Just by harboring it in his heart, God answers to him right away. So the answers that he receives from God, as we know very well, God let us prepare for it. So many months ago, this is God prepares in advance, knowing what the senior pastor would ask several months later, several years later. So this is true communication with God. So the Balaam, in case of Balaam, he just could contact God in his nature, I mean, according to the nature that he has. So this is just the grace of God. And about this, I will explain in the next session in detail. So even in the world, we can see these people who have these natures to come in contact with the spiritual realm. Those who are mediums, those who, you know, we have these shamans. Other than these abilities to come in contact with the spiritual realm, we have so many kinds of talents, so many kinds of abilities. It is just given. It's not something that we can train. So in that kind of nature, so in that kind of ability, you know, some people can come in contact with the spiritual realm. Some people have so much ability in music or art or sports. And according to these abilities, people have different talents and they work in different fields. So likewise, there is an ability to come in contact with the spiritual realm more easily than others. So what I have to explain is those who are receiving the work of evil spirits, when they, you know, they try to kind of curse or bless those who do not understand the truth, the worldly people. They go to the people who are controlled by evil spirits. They ask for blessings. They ask about future things. So if they curse, they think the curse will come. They think if they bless, the blessing will come. Those shamans or mediums, psychics, they think, people think their prophecies are right, then, but they receive curses or blessings. But is that true? No. But in the world, there are some famous shamans, famous psychics. They say, oh, they're good. They know everything. So how can this kind of thing happen? Those, the real shamans, there are real shamans and fake shamans. And the real shamans, they are controlled. And they contact the evil spirits or demons. So they speak according to what demons are telling them. So they receive the work of the evil spirits. So they know the past of people who belong to darkness. And the past and the present. The ruler of the darkness is the enemy devil and Satan. And demons are the soldiers, workers for Satan. And the enemy devil, they know the heart of darkness, heart of untruth. They control, they govern the heart of untruth of all men. So because if we obey darkness, we become slaves of the enemy devil. So the devil reads the heart of untruth of people. It is something natural. But even the devil, they don't know. They don't know the future. And how can they give prophecies? Is that because they know the past and the present, they anticipate what will happen. And senior pastor explained to us many times. He gave us a very good example. Suppose somebody comes. There are 10 people who are, 10 students who are applying for Seoul National University. They ask, will I pass or fail? What will you say? What could be a good answer? Just say, fail for everybody. Then, or at least 8 or 9 of them will fail. So the probability is 8 to 9 out of 10. So because they know the past and present, they kind of anticipate. To those who are filled with worries, you say, do you have any worries? Well, how do you know? It's easy. But those who are actually receiving the works of the demons, they know the thoughts of untruth. They know that if they are worrying about their husband's business or they are worried about children, you have worries about your children. Of course, it is right. Because they are receiving the works of the demons. They can say those things correctly. If they have some rituals, shamanistic rituals, they say one of the demons of your ancestors, if you do not comfort them, something bad will happen. And these shamans, they imitate the voice of the dead people. Is it because the real ghost of, real spirit of the dead person? No, it is demons are imitating these dead people. Maybe somebody died in their family. And these demons, because demons, they know of these people who lived in the past. So they are imitating the voice of these people. And the people think the actual spirit of the dead person came. So they worship these demons and they worship these shamans. And they think the blessings and curses will come as the shamans say. And these shamans reading the mind of people of darkness. They can read only the mind of darkness, but they cannot read the heart of a man of God who belong to the light. And they can never know about the future things. The future solely belongs to the Father God. So God is the only one who can make prophecies. The future belongs to God. So, but these demons can also anticipate. And if it is right, then people will think it is really right. And they're good. And if there are many worries and many problems in the family, and if these shamans, they talk about these problems, and suppose they do a ritual, and it calms down for a little bit. It's not because of the ritual. It's that they are comforting these demons. So the demons will stop for a while. And after some time, they will cause problems and diseases again, so that they will receive the worship later. Again, they will have to worship these demons again. It is not that men of demons, men of darkness, they cannot bless or curse anybody. But of course, these men of darkness, they will receive the punishment and curses according to the rules of the justice of the spiritual realm. But these demons, these shamans, mediums, psychics, they cannot read the hearts of men of God who belong to the light. But what about our shepherd? God speaks to him about the future things, and we know that we have seen for the last 30 years, 32 years, we've seen that things have been realized as exactly as spoken. He said, he tells us kind of secretively about the future of presidents, who will be the president. And when he foretells about the world situations, the flow of world situations, things went exactly according to his explanations, his words. So we've seen them. So because of the time, I cannot tell you all the things, how all the prophecies that the senior pastor gave, but you have seen them and you have witnessed them yourselves. He forecast about all the world situations and political and economic situations of Korea and globally. And when God tells him all those things, only what God tells us are correct. So we can understand what we have to follow. We have only one true God, the Almighty God, the Lord God Almighty, and God is the only one who can save us. And in the next session, I'll talk about the mediums written in the Bible and why God used this man Balaam. We will learn about the grace and love of God contained in that incident. And we will also learn about what true power to bless and curse is. Let me conclude the message. Through this incident with Balaam, we can understand that we have to cast away sinful natures as soon as possible. As long as we have selfish desires and greed, even though we know the will of God, we might easily disobey God. So, we have to cast away the sinful natures and untruths from our heart quickly. We have to quickly circumcise our heart so that we can become true children of God. And when we ask God, He will answer us anytime. And I hope we will all be able to have clear communication with God. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Our good Father, we heard the explanation about the Balaam. that you explained to our senior pastor? Father God, people are so foolish. When, as long as we have greed and selfish desires, we will choose to disobey the will of God. Father, let us not be foolish. Let us follow the will of God. Let us cast away sinful natures. We've heard this detailed explanation through our shepherd. Father God, thank you for communicating with our senior pastor in detail, in so clearly. Thank you for giving us this grace to explain all these things. Father, thank you. And let us understand deep in our heart what kind of communication, what kind of works you are doing to our church in this, through this church. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. We'll receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires, laying your hands on your chest. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father, lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN Internet and satellite TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities, go away, light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away, light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them, and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host, and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, Let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.